Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Nina. I need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Okay, Ms. Nina, how you doing?
I'm doing good, and how are you?
I'm doing fine. Okay, I have talked to two people tonight. All I was trying to do was do my unemployment. They done asked me for my Social Security number, my name, my mother's maiden name, and my driver's license number, and my date of birth. Now, every time I get to a certain point, it looks like I don't even know if they hanging up on me or what are they doing. But I'm about now, Miss Nina, I know it's not you because I'm just getting to you. But all I'm trying to do is file my unemployment. My hours have dropped significantly. I get 12 hours a week, and that's all I'm trying to do. I done had unemployment in the past. I was saying I done claimed in the past.
Mm-hmm.
But all I'm trying to do is just see, can I get my unemployment again?
Okay, ma'am. Can I have your Social Security number, please?
Oh, Lord. Okay. 419-982651.
Okay, and what's your first and last name?
My name is Sylvia Corbett.
And your date of birth?
7-6-69.
And your mother's maiden name?
Katie Corbett.
And your driver's license number?
5-5-8-6-3-6-4.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. And would you like to go with direct deposit or the benefits card?
The benefit card.
Okay, so by law, I am required to disclose the following information regarding your Alabama Vantage prepaid account. The Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card is issued by Comerica Bank. Comerica charges no monthly fee, no per-purchase fee, a $0 in-network ATM withdrawal fee, and a $1.30 out-of-network fee. There is no fee for ATM balance inquiries. There is no fee for live customer service calls. There is a 35-cent fee for automated customer service calls. There is a $1 inactivity fee, which is charged after 12 months of no activity. Comerica Bank charges two other types of fees. They are card replacement fees, which is $4 for regular delivery, and $19 for expedited delivery. An international transaction fee, which is 2% of the transaction amount. Please note the customer service and card replacement fees can be lowered depending on how and where the card is used. See the long form disclosure for ways to access your funds and balance information for no fee. The long form disclosure for this prepaid card can be accessed by calling 1-800-499-2035 or by going online to labor.alabama.gov/benefits card. There is no overdraft or credit feature. Your funds are eligible for FDIC insurance. For general information about prepaid accounts, you can visit cfpb.gov/prepaid. Find details and conditions for all fees and services in the cardholder agreement. Would you like to continue with your selection of the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card?
No, I don't think so. I think I'm going to do direct deposit.
Do you have a traditional bank account, like one that has a physical building?
Yes.
Okay. And will this be for checking or savings?
It'll be for savings.
Okay. And I'll need the 9-digit routing. Okay, I'll wait.
Yeah, I have my routing number here. Let's see. Can you just wait a minute for me, please? Let me pull it up.
Yes, ma'am. I can wait.
Let's see. I'm finna get it, ma'am.
Okay.
I gotta pull it up and okay. Whew. Just be patient with me, please. I'm finna get it. Let me see. Come on, bang. Okay. If it's not right, I'll just go ahead and do it with the cord, since I won't just keep having you wait.
Okay.
Just hold one moment. I think it's coming in. Okay. I think that's right. Let's see. Okay. I got it now, sir. Ma'am. Here you come. I can't pull up my router number. Man, I can't pull it up, sure.
Okay, ma'am, so would you like to go with the benefits card then?
If I can just hit the right number, I can get it. Yeah, I guess I will. Because I can't get the right number. I can't pull the right thing up. I'll go ahead on with the card.
Okay, and can I have your mailing address, please?
1009. South on Drive.
And the city, state, and zip code?
Dothan, Alabama.
And the zip code?
3630. How is it called? 36301?
Yeah.
36301.
And is your residence address different from this mailing address?
Say it again. I'm sorry.
Is your residence address different from this mailing address?
No, it's the same.
Has your address changed since the last time you filed?
No, ma'am.
And what's your primary telephone number?
My home phone number is 334-446-3610.
Thank you. And I just want to make sure we have this address correct. That's 1009 Southland Drive, Dothan, Alabama, 36301.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? A 1985 Oldsmobile Cutlass Supreme, a 1987 Mitsubishi Corrida or Cordia, a 1991 Ford Club Wagon, a 1995 Saturn S Series, or I've never been associated with any of these vehicles?
A 1985 Oldsmobile Custom Supreme.
Okay. And which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 469 Lewis Avenue, 813 Catherine Street, 876 Barkley Drive, 909 Linden Street, or I've never been associated with any of these addresses?
909 Linden Street.
And which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 600 Highland Woods Drive East, 735 Kingsley Drive, 7642 Cotton Ridge Road, 804 North Burbank Drive, or I've never been associated with any of these addresses.
I've never been associated with none of those addresses.
And did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
What is that?
It's a trade readjustment allowance.
It's a what?
It's a trade readjustment allowance.
I don't remember that.
And have you worked since the last time you filed?
I'm working now. I'm just getting my hours just dropped.
Okay. And was the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
Okay, repeat that one more time.
Was the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that's not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And when was your last day of work?
I'm still working now.
Okay, but when was your last day that you clocked into work?
Today.
Okay. Today is the 12th. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, I don't work for myself.
And are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
Yes, ma'am.
And is that school or training?
It's school, GED.
Okay. And what days and hours do you attend school?
Mondays, Wednesdays. It's mostly online, virtual.
And are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Except for when I'm going to school.
Okay. And have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
And do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
I go back Wednesday.
The 14th?
Yes, ma'am.
And what was your job title?
General merchandise.
And what's the name of the company you're filing for?
Target.
And can I have their phone number?
334-340-1112.
Thank you. And when was your employment start date with them?
I didn't understand.
When did you start working for them? Like what day?
Oh, March the 8th. No, March. March 8th, 2008. Almost
okay.
Been there 15 years. Mm-hmm.
And what city and state was this work performed in?
Dothan, Alabama.
And since you have indicated your last day of work during this claim week, when you file your weekly certification next week, you'll just be required to report your gross earnings for this week. To calculate your earnings, multiply the number of hours worked by your hourly wage. Failure to report wages when earned could be considered fraud and may result in an overpayment or penalty. Do you understand this?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And you said you're filing this for part-time?
Yes, ma'am.
And are you working all hours made available to you by your employer?
Yes, ma'am.
And did you request a reduction in hours?
No, ma'am.
And were you hired to work part-time only?
No, ma'am. I was hired for full-time.
And would you like to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have pen and paper?
Yes, ma'am.
So I have your 4-digit PIN, and this is the PIN you'll use when you call in each week to do your weekly certifications. It is 5169.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's it?
Yes, ma'am. It's the 4-digit PIN.
Okay.
And I'm now going to read you your closing statement. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center System. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or you can log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov to update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in the interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims uses calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is labor.alabama.gov. And if you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through Friday, no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, and not on Saturdays. You can make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. So you can do your first one on December the 18th. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. All right, Ms. Corbett, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
No, ma'am. I do have this question. When I do it, mm-hmm. and they ask me about my school, and do I need to hit yes to start at school?
Yes, because you're still currently studying for the GED, then yes, you would hit yes that you have started.
Okay. All right. Okay. Yes, ma'am. Okay. That'll be all.
Okay. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your evening, ma'am.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Goodbye.